Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Take a drive anywhere in Northumberland County, and you're sure to come upon a beautiful landscape. We all know the rolling hills, beautiful forests, lakes, and streams. Within the next 30 years or sooner, Northumberland County could grow to 122,000 people. Right now, there are about 85,000. Already the pressure is on. Those numbers could be surpassed a lot sooner as more people move to the area in record numbers. It is one of the reasons housing prices are going through the roof. What is going to happen to that beautiful countryside? One person at the forefront of this is Dwayne Campbell. He is the manager of planning for the county. He's going to tell us what is going to be done. He just submitted a plan to county politicians to protect all the natural features, at the same time, deal with all the growth. I'm so pleased to have with me today, Dwayne Campbell, manager of planning and inspection services with Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Am I correct in understanding last week a presentation went before our committee for the first major amendment to the official plan for the county? I understand it's trying to protect natural spaces. Now, everybody knows we have the county forest, and isn't that good enough? Or what are you trying to achieve with this amendment?
Well, I guess in a nutshell, there's two things that we're really trying to achieve. And the first is protecting not only the county forest, but some of those natural features that are across the landscape in Northumberland County. And yes, all of our local municipalities currently have different levels of policy with respect to protection and enhancement of natural heritage. But what we wanted to do was take a comprehensive look across the entire landscape to make sure that we were doing things consistently across the entire region. The second part is the province has said we kind of have to do this, so that we're bringing two pieces of information together, what provincial legislation says, and also what's in a local context from the municipalities.
Could you explain the relationship then between the county documents and what your policies are going to impose and what the local municipalities have in place and how those two fit together or don't?
Yeah, absolutely. So planning in Northumberland in a regional county context is a relatively new service that the county provides. There was no county planning service before 2014. And that's when the first county official plan was developed. Before that, it was all of the local municipalities, seven of them across Northumberland, that had individual official plans. But the province came along and said, Northumberland, we need you to have an official plan to look at those land uses in between the municipalities. As we all know, land uses, natural features, for example, don't follow municipal boundaries. Woodlots, stream corridors, valleys, they don't follow the political boundaries that have been set in municipalities. They cross over. And so, like I said, what we wanted to do was create something at a county scale that would be consistent across the region. One of the differences is the county plan and natural heritage system is broad-based. And then so what happens is as it trickles down and the policies and development trickle down to the municipal level, they become more detailed and site specific. We're looking at the largest of the large woodlands and the main stream corridors and wetland areas in the county. And like I said, as it gets down into the lower levels of the municipalities and the zoning bylaws, that's where finer details and refinements start to play into it.
Why do we need to make a big deal about protecting natural spaces?
Well, I could think of a few reasons. Conservation, biological diversity, ecosystem services, pollinators, climate change, legacy for the Northumberland and area. I've heard, you know, when we started the project back in 2017-18, one of the first exercises that we did was kind of took the pulse of the community. And we went out and had just an open, frank discussion with residents about, you know, if this were something that we were going to do and undertake in terms of natural heritage system planning, what are some of the key objectives that we should be thinking about in terms of a vision and goals and objectives? And the overwhelming response from people and the residents and businesses across the county was, we need to have something that is going to preserve for the long term, that is going to conserve some of the natural spaces that we have, and not turn everything into development or urbanized or the concrete jungle. There's a strong public will and interest to protect the countryside and some of those natural areas.
How do you define a natural space worth protecting? And could you give us some examples?
So part of that is technical. There's a couple different ways to look at it, and the way we took there's certain features across the landscape that we have defined or distinguished, and I mentioned a couple of them: woodlots, wetlands, valley lands. Those are the some different features, and some of those are already defined and mapped for us by the province and the conservation authorities. There are certain features that have provincial status. Wetlands, for example, provincially significant wetlands are something that some people may be familiar with. They are the, how would you say, the most important wetland features that with such protection and priority in the eyes of the province that development is not permitted anywhere on them. There are other features, again, with special designations in legislation from the province, areas of natural and scientific interest that, again, have a special place in the province's hearts. And then that trick again comes down to the municipalities, and it's up to the municipalities in terms of implementation to protect those areas. So there's that first layer of the natural heritage system that we look at, but then there are more localized features as well. So not only did we identify all of those provincial features on a map, but we looked beyond and said, okay, what are the areas important to Northumberland County? Some of the woodlots, for example, we looked at ones that were of a significant size. So we look at size first. We look at how close they are to other features. So if a wetland is beside, if a woodland is beside a wetland, it gets a higher score in terms of a level of protection. And then we develop policies to accompany each of those features. So like I said, there's significant woodlands, there's regionally important woodlands, and then there's other woodlands, each one with a higher degree of policy protection and conservation associated with them. So with the magic of technology and being able to map these features and do it across the entire region and be able to look at different sizes and thresholds in terms of habitat for different species, we're able to attribute different levels of significance or importance to them and then assign policies appropriately.
If I'm a farmer and I'm listening to this, I might get a bit worried. It sounds like you guys are creating a whole bunch of new regulations that are going to prevent me from saying, build a new barn or an outbuilding, or, you know, start planting my crops or clearing some space so I can expand my operation. Mm-hmm. Is this true? Is this something farmers should be worried about?
No, I don't think it's anything that farmers need to be worried about. And, when we were developing that vision for the natural heritage system, we were very careful to make sure that and understand that the impact that it would have on the agricultural sector in Northumberland County, one of the biggest economic sectors in the region. And we took the approach that anything that we do in terms of natural heritage protection, policy development, conservation is going to have exceptions for the farming community. And like the items you mentioned in terms of building a barn, expanding areas for crop production, those are recognized in the policy and able to continue as normal farming practices. We consulted with the farming community. We have a agricultural advisory committee with Northumberland County that were involved in the process, and I've briefed them and talked to them. You got to remember too that farming and farmers, much like what we're trying to do, are stewards of the land. And you need to protect some of that land for the long term if we're going to continue a land use like agriculture.
If you drive around the county, you'll find lots where there once was wood or a small forest, and suddenly there's a bulldozer and they're taking down trees and so someone can build a house. Mm-hmm. How do these policies that you've introduced are going to impact this kind of development?
Really, really what you're going to see in terms of future development within the, I'll call it the rural area or the countryside of Northumberland, is you'll start to see some areas being restricted from new lot creation. So existing lots, they're there. They can have a house on them if that's what they're intended to be zoned for. But you're going to see fewer and fewer lots being created in the countryside, especially if they have a significant natural feature on them, something like a woodlot or a wetland. And that's been a direction of the province for some time. This natural heritage system will further implement that requirement for directing growth to urban areas and maintaining or conserving the rural areas of the county.
What has been the reaction of the local municipalities to that? Because I know that there's a lot of people who own land, have had parcels of land for a long period of time, and then they start severing the various lots. And I know municipalities like to grant these because it mm-hmm. increases their tax base, keeps their taxes low. Mm-hmm. How have they responded to this kind of a proposal?
Well, I mean, so far, I think it's been positive. Like I said, there's a strong public will, and I'd argue a political will too, to recognize there are some natural heritage features that warrant protection and that level of protection. And we did a high level analysis of, you know, the number of lots that are going to be impacted. And we have to remember, these are the largest of the large woodlands, the most significant areas of the county. And the reality is there's not that many lots that are going to be impacted. Most lots, most 45,000 residential properties are in Northumberland County right now. And the vast majority of those have at least one cleared area or portion that is adjacent to a road that can still have a house built on it. So we're not too concerned that it's going to, stop all development in the rural area, but it is going to, like I said, protect those most significant, largest of the largest natural heritage features.
If I understand a lot of what you've been saying, one of the big areas that this is going to impact are developers who are putting in new subdivisions or doing large scale development. And I guess the question they must be asking is, are these policies going to create new demands on my business going forward? Is there going to be additional environmental impact studies, timelines of getting approvals, and who's going to pay for what? And is this going to slow down my projects?
I think I'd start by saying most developers in the community, in Northumberland community, understand that development, large scale development and growth, is directed to the urban areas and not necessarily in the rural countryside. Which makes sense because you have the infrastructure in your urban areas, the water, the sewer, for the most part. It's where your schools and your shopping are associated. So the bulk of developers' interests are within the urban areas, and the natural heritage system, as it applies to urban areas, does require some environmental impact studies, but that has always been the case in terms of development. So you're not going to see much difference in the process and timing of development applications, because the development community is aware that those requirements already exist. We've simply put the features on a map and put the policies behind it to hopefully show people what's required and put up front to the development community, again, consistently across the county, the requirements. So there shouldn't be any surprises, and we'll still see those developments taking place in our urban areas.
One of the things a lot of people who live in rural areas worry about is access to water. And I noted when I read through the policies that there are exemptions within key hydrological areas. And if a developer or someone building a house can demonstrate the hydrological function and the quantity and the quality of water is protected, they can go ahead. Now, when you first read that, that doesn't sound like good news for people who worry about wells drying up in the middle of summer. How are you protecting the water table so that everybody's going to have access to water and we're not going to continue to have problems, especially with climate change and things changing so radically, where people's wells are drying up?
Right, right. No, great, great question. And I guess the answer is I think you said it in the question, hydrogeological assessments. And on every new development that the county considers, you're required to do that hydrogeological assessment. And that's the case today. That's always been the case even before the Natural Heritage System Plan, because Water is essential to life, and you know you need to have a sufficient water supply in order for a house to be built or a subdivision to go in. There are kind of going off on a tangent a little bit, but there are provincial guidelines that we have to follow to ensure that the quantity and quality of the water is sufficient. And like I said, in every new subdivision proposal that the county reviews, that is a requirement that gets looked at.
Now, along with this amendment or these changes to the official plan regarding natural heritage, there was another report that came forward on growth. And I think this one is equally important and probably a little harder to understand. But when we talk about people coming here to live, what are the growth projections for this area? And how is that going to impact all these things that we've just talked about?
There are the growth projections for Northumberland County being part of the Greater Golden Horseshoe and a very specific provincial plan for the Greater Golden Horseshoe gets our growth forecast from the provincial government. And the numbers for Northumberland indicate a population of 122,000 people and 44,000 jobs by the year 2051, which is a significant amount for where we currently are, and works out to about 1,000 new people a year for the next 30 years, or about a 1% growth rate, about 30,000 new people in the next 30 years. Doing the natural heritage system first was somewhat strategic because we knew the areas that needed to be the protection to need to be protected and conserved. And now we're looking at how we can accommodate and where we will accommodate that new growth and development within our existing urban areas.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about affordable housing on some level and dealing with that. Everything that you're talking about, it seems like a really fine balance between supply and demand. And also, as development goes forward, you know, developers have their own plans. How are we going to address, within all of these factors that you've explained today, the need to have something affordable in the marketplace when we've got limited land supply? We've got enough, but if we grow really fast, the demand may be for detached homes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you look around, you know, in Coburg right now, drive anywhere, Coburg, they've got all sorts of stuff going up in the northeast corner. Drive through Colburn, and they've got their new development going on. You go down to Brighton, and coming into Brighton, there's all sorts of development going on. How are we going to make sure that we get a stock of affordable housing in the midst of all these amazing things that you've talked about?
Yeah. It's a challenge, and one that we've been working on for a number of years too, with our housing division in Northumberland County. And I'm not the lead on the project, but the county did develop a housing strategy, an affordable housing strategy, not too long ago, which looked at that very issue. And again, worked very closely with all of the local municipalities to understand first what policies could be changed to entice more affordable housing development, what financial incentives could be provided, and bring those together in a kind of package that could then be presented to the community and specifically the development community to ensure that more affordable housing opportunities exist. And we've already started to see some of that. The county has an affordable housing grant program that just started earlier this year. We've started to see some of the changes to some of the local zoning bylaws and official plans that speak to what are called additional residential units or secondary suites on properties, and allowing basement apartments or separate housing, a second house on a property that is built specifically for a rental property, which again, more supply in the rental market, which will help affordability rates. So there are a number of different tools that are being used across the county to make sure that we meet those objectives. But yes, it is, you're right, absolutely right. It's a hot topic for I think every municipality right now.
Duane, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Not a problem. It was my pleasure.
That was Duane Campbell, Manager of Planning and Inspection Services for Northumberland County. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.